Olympic athletes are arriving in Beijing ahead of the Games' opening ceremony on Friday. One American superstar nearly didn't make it. Speed skater Aaron Jackson was ranked number one in the world in the 500 meters, but in January, she slipped during her qualifying race and failed to make the Olympic team. She spoke afterwards with NBC Sports.
It's definitely on me, but, you know, it would be awesome to get that reskate, especially being the number one, not just number one ranked in the U.S., but number one ranked in the world.
But then Jackson's friend and teammate, Brittany Bowe, who did qualify for the event, dropped out of the race so that Jackson could compete at the Olympics. We reached Aaron Jackson in Beijing earlier today, and our conversation started with something else that's on every athlete's mind, the strict rules inside the Olympics COVID bubble.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It adds, like, you know, another thing to worry about. You know, like, it's already, you know, like, a pretty intense time just, like, being at the Olympics with, like, all these athletes, like, all trying to, you know, like, win medals and stuff. Like, it's already kind of stressful as it is. And then to add, like, another element, you know, it's definitely not ideal. But, yeah, we've been dealing with this for a couple years now. So we're all just kind of, you know, taking it in stride and just, you know, trying to stay focused on what we're here for. We're still able to get all of our training in. It's just, like, a little altered.
Well, you almost didn't make it to Beijing, and I'm sorry to make you relive this moment from the speed skating trials in Milwaukee, but I do think it helps people understand. Here's the sound from the 500-meter event in January.
She's looking to put together, oh, big slip! Big slip for Aaron Jackson. That's going to cost her at least a few tenths of a second.
Oh, my goodness. Looking back, can you reflect on what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not really sure what happened there. But yeah, that's kind of like, for me, I'm not sure if this applies to like every speed skater, but for me, that's kind of like the worst place where I could slip, you know, because like if I slip in a turn and it's one, you know, kind of about that size, then I can, you know, get back into my stride pretty quickly. But getting back into stride after slipping like that on a straightaway is pretty hard for me. So yeah, I just tried to refocus the best I could. And, yeah, I could hear, like, Brittany, actually, Brittany Bowe, one of my teammates just, like, shouting, you know, get back into it, just skate. So, like, that's what I tried to do in that moment, was, like, trying to salvage as much as I could.
We'll get to Brittany in just a moment, but this is probably not a surprise to you, but to a casual observer like me, that slip, it happened so fast, and as we heard the announcer say, it cost you, what, a few tenths of a second. That's how razor close the margins are in your sport. It's amazing.
Yeah. Everything comes down, like, a tenth of a second can be the difference between, like, winning and getting, like, you know, outside of the top 10.
Yeah, so did you know at that point when your skate slipped, did you kind of recognize the hole you had just put yourself in and that you may not make it to Beijing?
No, not in that moment. Like, things happened so quickly. All I could think about was, you know, trying to, you know, get it back the best I could.
So the rules say if you had fallen, that you'd get another chance to skate, right? So did you consider falling at all while you were trying to finish the race? And I also wondered, like, do you think the rules should change?
I mean, it's not really something that I could, like, fully consider in that moment, just, like, with things happening so fast, you know? you know, of course, in hindsight, I was like, man, I should have, like, not should have, but, like, it would have granted me a reskate if I had gone down, but when it comes down to it, like, no one wants to fall. So, right. You know, I'm still, like, very glad I didn't fall, because anything can happen, like when you're down on the ice. So, yeah, I am glad I saved it. It's just unfortunate that it put me in, you know, kind of a tough position with not getting a reskate. And, I mean, I don't think the rule should necessarily change, because, you know, slips are pretty common in our sport. If they started to allow, like, reskates every time someone slips, like, that can be kind of a slippery slope, you know?
Right.
I think it would be better to maybe have two shots at the 500, which is what we've typically done. Like, at the last Olympic trials, we had two 500s.
Mm. So after all of that, you're in Beijing anyways. You're at the Olympics because your fellow U.S. skater, Brittany Bowe, who we mentioned, gave up her spot in the 500 meters so that you would then move up a spot in qualifying. Here she is explaining why.
After that unfortunate slip, I knew in my mind before that night was even over that if it had to come down to a decision of mine, shoot, she could have my place.
That's such an act of sportsmanship, and you've known Brittany since you were 10 years old. What did that gesture mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it was really hard to put into words because, you know, it was already a really emotional time. And then, you know, like that night after the race when she, you know, she tried to like take some of the weight off me, right? Like she, like that same night, she told me that if it came down to anything she could do, like she would get me on the team. Like we weren't going to leave me home is kind of like basically what she was saying. And yeah, that was like, like I didn't get teary eyed in the moment when I messed up. I didn't get teary eyed in the moment when I was kind of explaining in the interview after the fact like what had happened, but in the moment like when she was comforting me, like that was, yeah, that was a really emotional moment. And yeah, I was just really grateful because sure, like she says, like it's not a big deal, like anyone would have done it, and of course I would have done the same if the roles were reversed. But yeah, it's just it was it was an amazing thing, and I'm really lucky that she did that for me.
You know, I've been thinking how I would return a favor to somebody who did something so generous and selfless. Have you thought about that? Like, how do you even say thank you for that?
Oh yeah, definitely. Probably got to keep that a secret because, you know, got some things in the works, but.
Oh, you do? Oh, you can't give us a hint at all?
Well, I mean, I don't know if anyone would be listening to it, but I'm sure we'll post about it.
We'll let that one go. So anyways, now what? Do you leave this slip in the trials out of your mind when you're lining up to race in Beijing? Does it stay with you at all?
No, not at all. Yeah, like someone else asked, like, is there anything you need to alter in your training for, like, after the slip? And no, like, slips happen. They're not common. And I mean, they happen, but they're not common. And I don't think it's something that I need to focus on or try to prevent in the future. It's like either it's going to happen or it's not. It's not something that, like, I can really, really account for, you know, like anything can happen with like an inconsistency in the ice, or you just hit like a rough patch, or yeah, it's not really something that I need to work on. I just, you know, got to have a good race.
Mm-hmm.
Same as always.
And what about that? Yeah. Tell me about the race. How you feel you're going to do? I mean, you're the best in the world at the 500 meters.
Yeah, I'm really confident, but yeah, one thing to not to let the confidence, you know, like run away, right? Because everyone kind of has a different plan for their season, especially with it being an Olympic season. So it's very possible that some of my competitors had, you know, like a more relaxed, pathway through this season. Like maybe not being, like super, what do you call it? Like super aggressive with the World Cups and just kind of like getting through them to really blast at the Olympics. So, you know, that's of course a possibility. So yeah, I'm just, you know, training the best I can, doing what my coach says. And, you know, I'm confident that I'll show up on race day and then everyone else is going to show up too. So we'll just see who shows up the best.
Yeah. And before we let you go, like I said, you're the best in the world at this event. When things are clicking in place and you're flying around that track, so few people in the world have had that experience. What does it feel like?
Yeah, it feels like automatic, and that's nice. You know, like, if I find myself thinking about things during the race, then I'm probably not doing too well. So it's nice when things are just automatic, like the gun goes off and everything feels right. It's just, yeah, it feels nice just going that fast and feeling, those speeds around the corners and everything. Yeah. I love skating.
Why do you love skating? Why do you love your sport?
Well, yeah, I grew up, as a roller skater. So, skating on wheels. And I don't know, I've just been skating on wheels for as long as I can remember. And it was just kind of like my outlet, like my hobby. And then it became my sport. And, you know, sometimes I feel more comfortable on skates than I do in shoes. Like if someone asked me to play basketball, I'm like, no, like I'll probably roll my ankle, but I'll play basketball in skates. So, so yeah, I just always felt comfortable on skates. And then with the transition to ice, you know, I'm just hoping to, you know, someday get that same comfort. And right now it's coming along.
Olympic speed skater Erin Jackson speaking to us from China, where the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics are just a few days away now. Erin, thank you. Good luck. We do hope that you fly around that track. Thanks for speaking with us.
Cool. Yeah, thank you.
Well, after our conversation ended, Erin gave us some news. She said that they ended up getting a third starting spot in the 500 meters. So Brittany Bowe will be competing in that event after all. Erin said it was Brittany's good karma coming back around. Not only that, today we learned that Brittany Bowe will also be carrying the U.S. flag in the opening ceremony after bobsledder Elena Myers-Taylor tested positive for COVID. We'll be watching.